Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate with the Bulls and Queens show, and I have my lovely girlfriend, Fun Charlie. Say hi to them.
Hello.
And we're coming at you with another episode in which we're going to talk about a swinger party that we went to a couple weekends ago. But before we get started and jump into the show, I want y'all to do a couple things. I want you to drop your phones, drop your car wherever you're driving at, come to a stop in the road, not in the middle of the road, but at the side of a road, and go to my website, which is docchocolatefans.com, and you'll see all the fun stuff and adventures I have with hot wives. And I want you to also go to funcharlie.com. And what are they going to find at funcharlie.com, my dear?
All the links to all my fun stuff.
Ooh, and let me tell you guys that she gets really, really fun. Yeah. And I want you to also go ahead and subscribe to this show, The Bulls and Queens, on whatever platform that you are on. And you may be listening to this on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you are listening to this on. Hit that subscribe button and you will always be notified when new episodes publish. So, without further ado, drumroll. Okay, that was a good drumroll.
Yeah.
So, we went to a swinger party a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yes, we did.
And so, I'll preface this by saying this, and then I'll let my beautiful bombshell... Did I say that right?
I don't know. Yeah.
My beautiful blonde bombshell... Say that three times fast.
Yeah, right.
We went to Indianapolis. So as we record this, it's nearing the end of February, and we went about 2 weekends ago, and it was ice cold.
So cold.
Like polar vortex cold.
Yes.
Like it was like a, you want to fuck a polar bear type No, that's not right.
That's a little extreme.
It was. Yeah. Oh. I promise you guys we're not into bestiality. At least I am not. But, oh my God. Okay. But it was, it got to 4 degrees.
Yeah. And the person, our awesome guest, or our awesome host, I should say, was out in the middle of nowhere. And so it was colder there than in the city. So, and there were, there's a path that you can step out in that has no trees. And it's just like a torrential wind tunnel.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was definitely Antarctica up in that bitch.
Yeah.
So our wonderful, lovely host for that weekend was Eve the Sexy Fairy.
Yes.
And you can see her link that is going to be in the show notes. And you can go there straight by going to evethefairy.com.
Yes.
But so tell them about what your take on our visit was.
Okay. Well, we should preface this by saying that Eve is also your ex-girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
And that was like a big thing also, that the new girlfriend was meeting the ex-girlfriend. I mean, we had been talking online and doing video chats and stuff because we were all doing business stuff together. But so that was also an extra level of stuff on this weekend.
Uh-oh. Can you tell that this is going to get juicy, y'all?
Juicy, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was unlike any swinger party that I had been to before. And I've been to a lot of house parties. This was, she combined the content creation and a bit of a I don't know if you could say the Friday was really a lifestyle party because there wasn't really much playing other than the content creators, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So basically what was taking place, you guys, starting from the beginning, is Eve and her friend Indy Vixen, they both live in the Indianapolis area. And so every 2 months or 3 months, they typically throw swinger parties. But this time they wanted to throw something that was not just a swinger party, but they wanted to create it where content creators could come out there too and shoot content one of those days. And so they had invited us. And so I'm a lucky guy because I have a beautiful current girlfriend and a beautiful ex-girlfriend, and I get to combine the two. How lucky am I, y'all? Yeah.
Or the bravest man alive. The
bravest man alive. Well, I will tell you guys that the weekend ended up with all three of us being naked in the bed.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, so they wanted to throw... Charlie's blushing now, you guys. So it started off by them initiating this and inviting folks out, and then we got an invite as well. So when we left Las Vegas, it was about, 45, 50 degrees, I want to say. It started to rain in the a little
like
bit.
Like, first thing in the morning. Yeah, it was morning time. It was raining, so it was an abnormal.
It wasn't normal.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was abnormal.
Yes.
Conditions for Vegas.
Yes.
Right? And by, you know, we're no dummies. We looked up to see what the temperature was going to be in Indianapolis because we were going to be there from Thursday to Sunday afternoon. So I'm looking at the temperatures and I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be between 4 degrees as a low to I think 25 or 30 degrees as a high. Mm. And I was like, oh, this sucks, right?
Yes.
And we had to find winter coats, which I had to give Charlie my nice black wool pea coats.
Because you're a gentleman.
Because I'm a gentleman, yeah. And then I took my son's like oversized hoodie because it was, you know, pretty thermo whatever.
Yeah.
You know, keeps you warm, insulated. And so we get to the airport and we're just shooting reels, right?
Yeah.
Like
as much as possible.
Yeah. So that's something us content creators do. If you go on Instagram or TikTok and you see those funny reels that creators do, that's the reels that we were doing. So we were doing some stupid reels, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So we jump on the airplane and we get there. And then what happened?
So then Eve picks us up. And she picks us up while she's doing reels, and we're all doing reels. So,
and then we automatically start having sex in the car.
Yeah, that didn't happen. maybe in your head it happened, but okay. Yeah. No, it was good. And then you sat in the back and we drove for like an hour to her place.
They sat me in the back and they said that that was a cuck chair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They put me in the cuck chair in the back, you guys.
Yeah, we did.
I loved it.
Yeah. And then we drove for about an hour and Eve and I got more acquainted. And then we got there and we immediately kind of started trying to do reels and stuff because that's one of the reasons we were going. Eve is very good at making reels and TikToks and stuff. And so we were wanting to learn as much as possible from her. So we did that. But we were also exhausted because we had been up. We barely slept. I think we slept like 2 hours the night before.
Yeah.
We had to get up super early. So that it was a good first day. It was very productive, and then we all kind of went to bed pretty early because we wanted to be fresh for the next day.
Yeah, because all three of us were like worn out.
Yeah.
And this is one thing about country living. Again, Charlie told you guys and ladies that Eve lives out in a rural area outside of Indianapolis.
BFE, for those of you who know what that means.
BFE?
Yeah. Fucking Egypt.
But fucking Egypt. Yeah. But it wasn't BFE, it was BFA. It was butt fucking Antarctica. Like, because it was cold.
It was so cold. It was so cold.
Yeah, Egypt is hot.
Yeah.
It was definitely that hot.
Yeah.
So, if you live in Egypt or you're from Egypt, forgive her.
Yeah.
So, talk about Egyptians.
Yeah.
So, there's a fireplace that Eve had in her house.
Yes. And it was really nice.
Very nice. Yeah. And you and I, we slept outside in that little loft area by her fireplace.
Yes.
And so me and Eve, like we collected, well, I did. She guided me and told me where to go, but she walked with me. We collected wood and whatnot for the fireplace to burn. And I was like, wow, this is like 50 pounds of wood, 60 pounds of wood or whatever, right? Wood. And so we carried it out there and then we're burning wood throughout the night. And then probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think it was like.
Yeah, 2 or 3. Cause I got up at 2:30 and it was almost dead. So I added all the other wood that was available. And then.
And then she was about to throw my wood in there.
Yeah, but not quite.
Yeah. So. We have a fun time. We're by the fireplace, sleeping a little bit and, you know, talking about roasting marshmallows and s'mores and stuff. And then next morning.
Okay. So next morning, that's when we're going to we do more reels. And then we're starting to plan out when we're going to go to the Airbnb for the first time. So then we head out probably mid-afternoon to the party or to the house, actually, because I don't even know if it's a party because it's just like content creators. Nobody else was playing and, you know.
It was
a looky-loo kind of situation.
Yeah. It was kind of like a hybrid. So it was kind of like a party / creator type.
Yeah. Like, and she said she usually doesn't do two-day parties. They usually do just one day. But this was trying to combine the collab and creator part of it. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, while we're driving up there, we pick up at a certain gentleman's house. This is one of Eve's play partners, and I won't say his name, but one of the ladies that was going to be at the Indianapolis party was staying over there. She had flown in from Arizona. Her name was Labrisa, and she had spent the night over there and was playing, and we get to this guy's house. We'll just call him Iceman. So we get to Iceman's house, and this Iceman's house looks like a 70s swingers house, right?
Yeah, like the layout, the wood paneling, the whole thing. Like you can see a Californian 70s swinger party happening, and like it's it has so much potential. It's gonna be a cool house.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Iceman was telling us that that's exactly what he's gonna transform it into. So Labrisa had flown out from Arizona and has spent the night over at Iceman's house. So myself and Charlie and Eve, we drove up there, linked up with them, and then we took Labrisa with us to the Airbnb house, right? And so once we got to the Airbnb house, describe how that was. the Airbnb house.
Yeah, so the Airbnb, so the owners said that the one of the things we were nervous about, because the owners were like, we live next door, blah, 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 and so that was not disclosed in the beginning. So everybody was like, oh, this is going to be a little tricky, but we kind of figured out, no, they're not living next door.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah. We're like, quickly. Bullshit.
Yeah, we're like,
bullshit. They're not living next door.
No,
I was like, you lying sacks of shit.
Airbnb people say to keep you under control or whatever. But the biggest thing was this huge house was, it must have been like three separate apartments and they combined them all into one house. Instead of taking one house and breaking them down into apartments, it was the opposite. So, and it was a two-story, but to get to the second level, you had to go outside. So that was we thought it was going to be a big problem because like cold does not equal sexy. You don't feel sexy when you're freezing your ass off.
Correct.
And so we were thinking that it was going to be a big pain for people to have to go upstairs and then come back down. So a lot of us that were staying upstairs brought a backpack downstairs so that we had stuff with us so we didn't have to keep going back up and down. But the house was nice. The rooms were nice. Everything was set up really well and set up for a lot of people to be there.
Correct.
So it was
correct.
Nice. Yeah.
And so basically just putting on top of what Charlie said, the house was huge. It was, I would say it was maybe 5,000 square foot in that vicinity. And on the first level, it was two units and they each had doors to the outside. Mm-hmm. And then for the upstairs unit, which was the third unit, it had a staircase that was on the outside that you had to walk up and then you can get into the upstairs unit. And then in the upstairs unit, it had about 3 to 4 bedrooms in there, I believe.
Yeah.
And
then a living room and a kitchen.
Yeah. And each one of the units, the three units, they all had kitchens and living room.
Yeah. So there were two kitchens downstairs and one kitchen upstairs and plenty of room. And you can't have a swinger party in just any house. There has to be a good flow to it. There has to be, it can't be too separated. It can't be too big of one room. You need some areas where people can go and be alone or in smaller groups. But it also needs to have good central location. And so the bottom part of it was perfect for a swinger party.
Exactly. And by the time myself and Charlie, Eve, and LaBrisa got to the Airbnb house, Indie Vixen, who was one that's helping Eve throw the party, and Vixen's husband were there already, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And they're getting set up. And they quickly decided, the hosts, that we would leave the upstairs units as just a place for the people that were going to actually stay the night at the house that they could sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
And the downstairs unit was going to be the party central.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it was good. It was a good way to be.
Definitely. Yeah. And so we got settled in, we got showered up, cleaned up, all that stuff. You know, I had a little bit of food to eat and whatnot. And then later on, other folks started to come. And I think Maisie Magic and her husband came next. And then more people started flowing in as the night progressed, right? Mm-hmm. And so I believe that kind of leads into what all the ladies got into their lingerie.
Yeah. So Eve had an idea of what she wanted to do. She wanted to make sure and take pictures of all the women together, some safe for work, some not safe for work. We did, I think she did a few reel type things, but there were a lot of photos taken. And then there was about an hour and a half of downtime after that before we did the like the first orgy scene, I think.
Yeah. And before that, during the pictures, they had each one of us guys get on the bed and stand up with all, I think there was like, what, six of you ladies?
Yeah,
there was six of you ladies out there. And we basically stood up like we were kings, and then all the ladies
were half dressed.
Yeah. And then all the ladies were like surrounding us in a half circle, like basically just grabbing our dicks and you know, just looking all slutty and shit.
It was good. We'll have to put that up on the picture on the
Yes, matter of fact, so I can see.
Yeah. Can you do that?
We'll see.
Okay. Well, we'll try to do that.
Don't ban me, Spotify and Apple.
Yeah.
So.
Or we'll put a link to your Instagram or Twitter or something.
There you go. We'll do that. Okay. We'll do that. So the orgy scene starts to happen, right? And it's basically because it's kind of hard when you're trying to do things both ways, right? Because Charlie and I, we've been to plenty, you know, of orgies where it's just, you know, a straight up orgy, you just have fun, you know, there's no cameras around. Because Charlie and I, as well as most people that are even content creators, but they're lifestylers as well, we prefer to just do lifestyle stuff in orgies with no cameras on.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the best
that's
type
fun.
Of sex.
Yeah.
That's the best playtime.
Yeah. Because
when the cameras are on, you got to worry about angles and this and that.
And the lights are hot and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to fuck your wife off camera.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. So, orgy. So, the first thing was orgy. So, Eve calls the orgy.
Yes. And, and even she'll say it wasn't organic. It was like everybody come in here and start. Can I say fucking on who?
You just said fucking.
Okay. Okay. So
you just sounded banned, Charlie.
I know. Shush. You can bleep it once. Okay. So once we started to funnel in there, there were so many lights. There were multiple people that did not even need to be in there that were like kind of in the way, and it was weird. And then there were a lot of people trying to fuck on the same bed around these lights that were super hot. And then you got the camera guy who's trying to take as much, you know, footage. And he did a good job with his limited abilities.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, it just wasn't what I was expecting. And I don't think that's her normal way of doing things either.
Yeah,
it was
not
a little different because that night wasn't technically a party, so it wasn't going to happen organically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So it was a little different.
Because and let me preface this, and this is going to be one of those shows where we're like, how many times did you say the word whatever, right? So the word for this show is
orgy. Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. I like that.
What was it?
Preface. We said preface.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I like orgy a lot
like
better
orgy.
Than preface.
Yeah, orgy is the better
word. Or you could put your preface, you know.
On the orgy.
No, put your pussy on my preface.
Oh, okay.
And just sit
like
on my
it.
Preface.
I like it.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Preface. Orgy. So basically Friday was supposed to be the content creator day, night. And then Saturday was supposed to be just straight up swinging, right?
Yeah.
And so
well, I think she had an idea of having things taped also, but it wasn't like, hey, do this so that we can tape you. It was like she just had people filming whatever was happening. We didn't have to worry about the angles. It was on them to film us at the right angles and stuff. So, yeah.
Correct. So by this time, the orgy started around, what, 9 o'clock-ish, would you say?
Yeah.
In the evening?
That's a good... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's around 9 o'clock. And by this time, there's about, about 20, 25 people, would you say?
It's a good, yeah, I'd say that. That's a good guesstimate.
Okay. So. So it was pretty wild and whatnot. And we had fun.
Not everybody was in the orgy room, though.
Yeah. Not everybody was in the orgy room. So I remember what happened was LaBrice, I was in the living room and there was a couple ladies out there. And so I was talking to a couple of the ladies and then LaBrice started like fondling my nuts. And
as they do,
you know, which, hey, funnel away. Means. And so she was going to give me a blowjob. And I was like, well, yeah, I will be definitely happy and willing. Right. And then Eve was like, no, guys, go back to the orgy room. And I was like, God damn it, Eve. And so I walked back there with my pants like halfway unzipped. And then by the time we get to the bedroom, McKaylee and some other guy who I don't remember was on the bed and they're like fucking, right? So LaBrice and I, we walk to the other side of the bed and then she gives me a blowjob and then I'm eating her pussy. And then during that time period, I have my phone and I'm trying to record what's going on as well. But it's a little bit awkward just because it's very hard to like record shit like that. Especially because I didn't have my camera rig with me. I had my camera rig upstairs, but it wasn't with me. And so it was kind of awkward. So I finally just said, fuck it. I just put my camera down. I was like, whatever other people film, that's what we'll get. Right.
Yeah.
And then so by that time, it's four of us total on the bed. And then I believe you came in, Charlie.
I did.
With.
Can say his name, right? My partner. We'll just
yeah,
say,
your partner. Okay. So it was McKaylee's husband.
Oh, no.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, that it was.
Oh, wait,
it was
I'm Black so sorry.
It was
I'm
Black
so sorry.
Freak, right?
We're talking about the
Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. So no. Yeah, it was just him.
White guy or black guy? White guy or black guy? You can
black
say
guy.
Black guy. Okay. So it was Black Muscle Freak.
Okay. That's, we'll talk him. Okay.
Yeah. So Charlie comes in with Black Muscle Freak. And of course, you can kind of figure out what he looks like by the name Black Muscle Freak. And so so they come in. And so they're the third couple that comes in.
We came and parked ourselves next to you and LaBrice.
Yeah.
But we had we were in between you and us. Or on the other side of us was this huge ring light that was really getting hot.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you guys were getting burned up.
Yes, we were. And then more and more people started piling on the bed. It was getting really crowded.
And then Eve and another guy came in. So that was eight.
Yeah.
And then there were people that came in and were just sitting down.
Yeah.
And the issue. Okay, so it's cool with, you know, if you want to voyeur you guys and just watch people have sex, but don't get in the way. That's what I would say. So. Yeah. One guy was just sprawled out with his legs all over the place. And, you know, he's kind of a tall guy, but his legs were just spread open. And
he wasn't trying to not be in the way at all. He was totally comfortable with being in everybody's way.
Yeah.
I was like,
bro, you got to get a little bit less comfortable.
Yes.
But we had a fun time. And so I think there was maybe probably a good 10 to 12 people in the room that were fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe about 5 or 6 people watching or filming, right? Yeah. And then there's people at the doorway that were watching as well.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to say that went on for like, what, about an hour maybe?
I think my guy and I, we cut out about half an hour in because I was really getting frustrated with the lights and there were too many people. I couldn't get in a good position and I just needed some air.
Did you get freaked out by Black Muscle Freak?
No.
No.
We were both just wanting to get some space and So. You guys might have been doing it for about an hour, but I think I cut out at about a half an hour.
Oh, no, we definitely were doing it for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Because basically, I got a blowjob, and then I ate LaBrice out, like it was Thanksgiving Day dinner. And then we began to fuck, and it was all about the angles. So the angles were kind of weird because of there's limited.
You were crooked on the bed, so you didn't have like a straight way to like, fucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think I think Maisie Magic and another guy came in and they were playing right next to you and Black Muscle Freak as well.
Yes.
So.
And then we were getting more and more crowded and I'm not great with getting.
I don't think anybody is because like if you've ever been trying to fuck somebody on a bed that's that has limited space and you're at angles and, you know, I like to put some athleticism into my fucking,
yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
I like to do planks and push-ups and fuck your woman while she's on her back. I like to pick her legs up in the air and like fuck her like that, but it's kind of hard when your body isn't grounded in a certain position.
Yeah.
So like I had like one leg on the bed and then one leg off the bed. And I was like, oh, this is a weird angle. Yeah. But I was like, I'm a pro's pro. Yeah. I'm gonna get this shit done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, but there's just there also wasn't very much room between the bed and the wall. So, true. Or all the way around. So it was like, it was so, yeah, it was just, it was an awkward situation.
Yeah, yeah. But we had fun. And then I think you went upstairs first.
I did. I think I was still tired from the night before. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I joined you just to check up on you. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, you can go back down to the party if you want. And I was like, eh, I'm kind of tired too. And so
I never want to make you or have you end your night early just because I'm tired or not into it. So yeah, I'm always going to make you go. Try to go deck it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But like, you know, because we went back upstairs into the unit that's at the top. So yeah. If you remember what Charlie said, that unit, you had to go outside of the main house that was on the first floor and walk up the stairs and through the cold to get there, right?
Yeah.
So I went outside and I was like, oh, it's so brutally cold, right? So I went upstairs and then I spent about an hour with you. And I think it was, by this time, it was about maybe close to midnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just chatting and whatnot. And then I was like, okay, I'm getting a little bit antsy. So I'm walking around the upstairs units and there's people fucking.
Yeah.
So there's one lady and forgive us if you hear like noises, clearing of throats or coughs or blowing of noses. Charlie and I are sick.
So, yeah, sorry.
And so basically there's this beautiful black woman that we'll talk about late. Well, okay. Maybe. But like I definitely wanted to play with her. And so I won't say her name because she's not a creator. But yeah. She said, yeah, but she wants to be a creator. Yes, she does want to be a creator.
Her and her husband would make very good. I think they would kill it.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. So black lady, you are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so anyways, she was getting fucked by two guys and she was getting fucked by the Haitian king.
Nice.
I think that's his name with the dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. And then some other random black dude. And so like, it was funny because, like, at first, like, the first vibes that I got from her, black chick, we gotta give her a name. Give her a name.
Mm.
All right. We're going to call her Farrah. So, Farrah comes up, and, you know, when I saw Farrah in the first floor, I thought she was kind of one of those ladies where maybe she plays, maybe she doesn't. Maybe you gotta spend about 2-3 hours warming her up before she plays. And, you know, which I don't mind, but if I go to an orgy party like this, I'm not spending 2-3 hours with you, right?
Yeah. Usually house parties, if you are a seasoned swinger, you know that house parties, you're usually down to fuck. Like, you're maybe...
DTF, baby.
Yeah, maybe you're socializing for a little bit just to, you know, warm up and get comfortable. But for the most part, it's like, you want to go down to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
A club is more, let's take hours... You know, you can chat with someone for hours without, you know, missing out too much in the night. But if you go to a house party and you're showing up in the evening, you're most likely going to want to be in that headspace to fuck.
Okay. And I agree. Like, and I would say this, jumping out of our story, I would say that everybody has different lifestyles and everybody has a difference in what they do want to do and don't want to do.
Yes.
So my suggestion, and you can chime in, Charlie, mm-hmm. but always have a tentative game plan on what you want to accomplish at whatever party you go to.
I will cut in and say not expectations. There's a difference. You do not want to go with expectations that you're going to play with this person, this person, this person. This, like, expectation. You might want to. Awesome. You want to this, if the night is awesome and perfect, I will have played with this person. But do not expect to play with that person. If you go with expectations, you will be disappointed. Go with the idea that you're going to meet great people, you're going to have a good time, and you, if you're going to a house party, there is more than likely you're going to hook up. But just don't have expectations where you've got these specific things that are going to happen in your head, because those, it will get frustrating for you. You will get disappointed on a regular basis.
Yeah, and that's why I said tentative.
Yes.
Because tentative, it gives you room to be flexible.
Yes.
It gives you the room to be flexible and change courses as need be, because I never believe that you should go into any party or setting like that with 100% certainty, I'm going to fuck.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request, and we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested, so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
Because it just puts you in a very, very bad mindset where you look thirsty. And trust me, people can sense thirst, right?
Very much.
And
so, yes.
There's nothing that will repel a woman away from you quicker than to have a thirsty vibe or energy about yourself, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But so have that tentative game plan on what you want to do. And, you know, talk to your spouse, your partner, whatnot, and see from him or her, hey, let's make sure, you know, our goals align. Okay, this is what we want to do. Maybe this is a thing where we go and we don't play, we just watch. Or maybe this is a thing where we go and we're like, okay, let's just see who's there. And maybe we play, maybe we don't. Mm-hmm. But you need to have some form of like
a plan.
Tentative game plan.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to play together more? Are we going to play separately? What, you know, when we walk into the party, what are your expectations as far as, and now when I say expectations for your partner and you, that's a little different because you do want to have a conversation about, okay, so is it okay for me to talk to somebody and go hook up without coming to check with you? You know, do we want to not separate from each other the whole time? Or, you know, those are a little bit different expectations. That's kind of more of a game plan for you guys to, you know, and talk about boundaries and what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with, and go in with that so that you've got your game plan. But on the other hand, don't be so specific that you've limited your partner and you, and because that will also be bad time.
Oh yeah, it definitely will. And make sure that one of the things that is keys and foundational and first and foremost that you should strive to do is make sure that the woman feels safe and comfortable.
Yes.
So for us guys, we can pretty much, we're like chameleons.
Yeah.
So we can pretty much change colors to, you know, camouflage ourselves into any situation. But you got to make sure that your woman feels safe and comfortable and respected.
Yes,
right?
That is the, honestly, it is not going to be a good swinger party if the women do not feel safe. That is like paramount number one thing that has to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So back to our story.
Yes.
So I'm walking around and then I see Farrah getting like a train ran on her, basically. Which is super sexy because like one guy goes to fuck her and then the other guy comes in and then she runs out like all naked and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm suddenly more and more interested now.
Yeah.
Again, right?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she definitely is DTF.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted to play with her, but then I also wanted to check up on you and not, yeah. Because you got to make sure, you know, like, don't look like a Happy Meal, guys. You got to make sure that your partner is good, right? And so...
And I would have been totally fine if you would have played with her on Friday night.
Yeah.
That would have been totally fine for me.
But you always have this air on the side of safety as well. And not making sure that your woman is pissed off.
But if I'm telling you... Okay. But if I'm telling you, absolutely, you should go to have fucking have fun. You need to go have fun. You, like, I feel, and I love that you are conservative. You're not you because being with somebody on the other spectrum that is like does things and then asks first, you know, apologies later or whatever. that's super frustrating as in the swinger lifestyle. So I do totally appreciate that you're more conservative, but I would like you to listen to me more when I say I am totally comfortable with this situation and I want you to go have fun.
Okay.
I feel like I don't want you to miss out because you're, you know, being too conservative because you're wanting to make sure I'm cool. Because if I tell you I'm cool, I'm cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You guys heard it first.
You heard it.
So this is evidence. Yeah. This is going to be exhibit.
We might be going back to this episode and going, pointing to evidence.
Yeah. This is going to be exhibit 101 that we attach to the complaint that's filed in the court.
That's awesome.
Your Honor.
Yeah. So, okay. Getting back to the story. Farrah, you definitely wanted to play, but didn't.
Yeah. Definitely wanted to bone find Farrah.
So you came back up to me and fucked me instead.
Yes. I came back to you and I fucked you and I like... basically made you explode with cum.
Yes.
There's a lot of cum.
There was. There was a lot of cum.
Yes.
Yes.
And how many guys...
Just that night. That was Friday night.
Oh, yeah. That was Friday night. Yep. But real quick, before that. So, I keep walking, right? And then there's this guy, and he's on the couch getting his dick sucked. He's getting a blowjob from another young lady.
Okay.
And then he's having a conversation with another dude that's standing over... the lady that's the most over.
Oh my God. That was so insane.
Yeah. So like, you know, it's not a saying that, you know, a dude's getting a blowjob from a chick and even talking to another guy, but it was like, he wasn't even paying attention to the chick. You're just having this conversation talking about like current events or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen that happen before.
Nope. Me neither. Nope. That was interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, yes.
And then Indie Vixen, she was actually very, very cute because I think she was in the room next to ours and she was getting fucked all night long because like we heard her all night long and then we saw her the next morning and then we told her about that and she started giggling. She was like, I'm sorry, I guess you guys awake.
It did finally stop or wind down at like 2:33. I don't think I heard her after 3. So, yeah. Okay. We did get to sleep.
And I did record an episode with Indie Vixen and also shot content with her a few months ago. And I'll put that in the show notes, the episode that she was on. So, I go back to the bedroom and then I fuck you.
Yes.
And then make you explode with cum. Yeah.
And then we passed out.
And then we passed out.
Yes.
And then we woke up the next morning.
Yes.
And what happened the next morning?
Well, actually, you woke up the next morning at a normal time. I did not leave the room until like 1. Like, I finally started going downstairs about 1. But you're going to have to fill in a lot of that morning time.
Okay. So the morning time while Charlie was past the fuck out.
I was way past my sleep mode.
She was way past it. She was way past it. So I go downstairs to the first level, and by this time it snowed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It did snow the night. Okay.
Yeah, it snowed overnight. So I go down to the first level, and everybody's having breakfast and, you know, drinking coffee and chopping it up, talking. And between all the people that were going to film content, we decided that Saturday morning and early afternoon would be the most optimal time for us to do that before the Saturday night party.
Yeah.
So I scheduled with Maisie Magic to film with her. She's a lovely, very fit brunette. And she has very short cropped hair, right? And usually I'm into long hair, but like I just found it so cute, that little haircut that she had, right? And anyways, like we filmed a nurse doctor scene. So if any of you guys have watched any of my adult movies, I do a lot of series that's called Hot Wife House Calls, where I'm the aloof doctor and I'm coming in and I'm giving your wife a boob, a breast and a pelvic exam.
Yeah.
So, i.e.,
thorough,
a titty and a pussy exam.
Yeah.
That's very, very thorough.
And throat.
And throats. Oh, yeah. Because I got to check your uvula health and your tonsil health as well. And to make sure that your throat is flexible enough. Because we got to make sure, ladies, that you have a very healthy esophagus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Esophagus health.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, basically the people that were in that scene that we filmed later on that day around, I think 3 o'clock PM was myself and then Fun Charlie. She was filming. Mm-hmm. I love Fun Charlie because she is literally the best filmer ever. Camera. You're the best camera woman ever. Seriously. She gets all my good angles. She makes me look buff. She makes my dick look big. She like, yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah, you're fantastic.
I mean, magic cameras.
And then the people that were in the scene was Eve, the sexy fairy. Mm-hmm. So she was my nurse, which actually works well because she really is a registered nurse. And Maisie Magic, of course, she's my patient. Mm-hmm. And then Black Muscle Freak had a cameo because when we were filming, he inadvertently got into the angle of the camera.
Yeah.
And so we were like, you know, fuck it. Let's keep him in, right? Because you guys wanted to, like, you and Eve wanted to reshoot it, that part.
Yeah, or mask him out, but you guys had a decent idea about, like, working him into the shoot, and that's awesome. So then he gets some FaceTime, too.
Yeah, so basically what we did with Black Muscle Freak was, because he was in the video footage where Eve had come to get me because she had seen Maisie, and Maisie was telling her her symptoms. So Eve came to me, the doctor, and was telling me, okay, so Miss Maisie, she's in the room, she's ready, and she's going through blah, 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 and these are her symptoms and this and that, right? So I follow Eve, and then she takes me through the waiting room, and then Black Muscle Freak just happens to just like be walking randomly in there, and then Eve takes me into the bedroom where Maisie's at. And then Charlie's like, oh my God, we got Black Muscle Freak in the video. And so we looked at it and I was like, fuck, we definitely did. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's keep him in. Yeah. He made a cameo appearance.
Yeah.
Black Muscle Freak, you muscly freaky guy, you. Yeah, we got you in. So basically what we did was we filmed a short little 1 minute scene where Eve goes back out and she sees Black Muscle Freak in the hallway and she says, oh, sir, can I help you? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm here for my exam. To which Eve replies, oh, for your prostate exam. And she has this like little devilish grin on her face. And he was like, yeah. And then she's like, grabs him by the hand all seductively, well, follow me. And then Black Muscle Freak's looking at us like, what the hell? And then that was the end of that, right? So that's how we work him into the scene. And then, yeah, we had a really good scene with Maisie. So I did my exams on her, titty exams and pussy exams. And, like, you know, she has a very healthy vagina. It's very stretchable. Her nipples, very sensitive. And her pussy definitely could get stretched and stretched and stretched. And she could definitely take a lot of cock. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And her... When I had her in doggy style, like her buttocks.
Okay.
It was very cushiony.
Okay.
You know, you could slap it. It made proper slapping sound, nice. Right?
Yeah.
So at the end, my prescription for Maisie was she needed some vitamin BBC.
Yeah.
So I came in her.
Yeah.
You got to take that injection vaginally, like a boric acid.
Yeah.
Like vaginally.
Vaginally.
Yeah. And so it was a cream pie. And then I leave out of the room and then the nurse, Eve, she walks in and was like, okay, well, Miss Maisie, I see that you got the vitamin BBC treatment. So when can we schedule your next appointment? And then she says, oh, tomorrow. And then that was the end of that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good scene.
Very good scene.
It'll be out, so you'll see it.
Yes. And I will say this, you guys. Some people, they watch us do porn and we're going bareback, right? But the reason why we're able to go bareback is because we're highly tested. So
we do not play with anybody that is not tested when we're doing bareback. And even when we're doing condoms, we do condoms with people that we trust that they are at least testing on somewhat kind of a regular basis.
Exactly. Because like I always tell people that I probably got tested more last year than the average person gets tested in their whole life.
Yeah.
Because I've had like 22 tests last year, I want to say. And we're basically testing literally every 14 to 21 days typically. Mm-hmm. And so when you're shooting a scene bareback with somebody, the typical requirements or the standard requirements are 14-day tests. So it can't be older than 14 days. And then they're checking for a full panel. So they're checking for HIV, hepatitis C, they're checking for chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, trichomonas, and they're also checking for MJ. And then beyond that, we're also getting oral and rectal swabs for gonorrhea and chlamydia. Mm-hmm. Because what a lot of people don't know is you can actually have gonorrhea and chlamydia in your throat from sucking dick, eating pussy. And you can transfer it to somebody else.
Yes.
People don't know that.
Yes. So, and knows that it wouldn't necessarily show up in the blood test. So that's why they do the swabs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So we did that scene. And then, again, this is Saturday. So I'm supposed to shoot with McKaylee, I believe. Mm-hmm. But then time's kind of getting a little bit tight and mm-hmm. short. Mm-hmm. And we're getting closer to the orgy scene, right? Mm-hmm.
Or just party time.
The party time. Yeah. And then I'll let you take over, Charlie. Okay. So you wake up, and then obviously you film us, and then
I filmed you, and then we went back to our upstairs and had like lunch dinner, got our stomachs ready for, you know, some fucking alcohol and stuff. And then we started getting ready, and I think we went down about 8:39.
Yeah.
And then by then it was, there was a lot of not crazy amounts of people there, but it was a decent mix. And, people had started, were people playing yet when we went down there? I think they might've been, they had started.
They did to a certain degree,
yeah,
but
it wasn't crazy, but everybody was still mingling and socializing and drinking a little bit and, you know, getting loose.
Yeah, so this is after our scene. So this is about, 7 o'clock-ish, you want to say, or 8 p.m.?
Oh, we didn't go down until like 8:30 because we were getting ready. So, and that's all the boring stuff. Like,
okay, yeah. So by about 8 p.m., yeah, people were definitely drinking. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we had our little pregame drinks as well. Mm-hmm. And so we came down there a little bit spicy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people were conversing. And there was about, 30, 35 people, would you say?
I'd say that's a good amount. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was definitely packed in the house, right?
Yeah.
And so we're partying between the two units that are on the first level. Mm-hmm. And then I believe.
So is that when.
Eve is walking around butt ass naked, right?
That's right. So she was already naked. And I was like, okay, awesome. Things are already getting started.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a little fuzzy on the beginning part of it. But I think I went to, we traveled towards the orgy room. And then, so.
Well, what happened was, I had ran into, the Farrah chick, the cute black chick.
Yeah.
And then was talking with her and then, was making out with her a little bit. And then, what I was trying to do was make a nice little connection for you, me, her, and her husband.
Yes.
Was an attractive black male.
Yes. We had agreed. We had already talked about. So Friday night, we had talked about all the people that we thought we wanted to play with. And then what we do is it was a little. Guys, if you guys have if you have trouble with your partner picking people if you keep trying different things, talk about it, because it, we were very frustrated in the beginning with each other because it was, we both had partners that we came from where we did things differently and it wasn't working for us. So,
and those frustrations weren't at the party. It was at the beginning of our relationship.
Oh yes. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for, yes. So we did, it took us a little bit, but we finally worked out how to do it for us. And now we've got it down. Like, it's so smooth and it's simple and we don't get frustrated with each other. So keep trying different things is what I'm saying. Don't get frustrated and stop trying to connect, you know, and do swaps and stuff, because it can work. You just got to find what works for you guys.
Yeah. And basically the way what we do is Charlie picks them. And then I go close the deal.
Yeah. Well, no,
I'm the deal closer.
Well, for the most part, in the lifestyle, the women are almost always
attractive
and well-kept and stuff. So it usually lies on whether the guy, I'm interested in the guy. Yeah. And I know many ladies out there it's going to resonate with you, because the guys aren't always the ones that actually take care of themselves and keep up and look nice and stuff. So,
but it's because we're spending so much time making money.
Well, you should not say we, because you do a very good job of taking care of yourself and, you know, dressing well and stuff. But that is not the case with a lot of lifestyle guys. So, so that's why I'm the one who's, it's not that I'm picking. Basically, I scan the room and I'm saying, I would play with this couple. And he's like, awesome, I will do the rest. So my pickup game sucks ass.
Like, it does suck ass.
It's getting better?
It is. Okay. It is. I feel like with you, it's nervousness.
It is. It's total nervousness. Yeah. And I have no idea how to get, I just want to get to the fucking part, but I'm not very smooth with the getting there. So
I got you. I feel like you women have it easy though compared to us guys when it comes to like game.
Yeah, but this is like, this is different. This is like, because, you know, I know game. Yeah, I got it down.
Because you know that 99 out of 100 guys that you approach at a swinger party, the answer is going to be yes.
Yes, but the wife, but the thing is getting the wife on board. And that's where you come in, because the wife needs to be on board before the husband is. Because usually the husband's going to be like, yeah, let's go.
True. Fun. And I'm a smooth talking son of a bitch, you guys. Yeah, like,
he is.
I'm a...
He is. His pickup game is on point. So I tell him who I'm down to play with as far as like us doing it as a couple, and he takes it from there.
Yeah.
So that's what we had decided. I was like, absolutely, I'd play with them. And a lot of the times it's like so he goes in and he builds rapport. He tests out whether they'd be into us swapping, but he also has to find out the bi-ness level of the lady, because it is tricky in the lifestyle, especially in content creation. Women tend to be bi flexible for their husbands, and so as a bi woman, it is insanely frustrating for a woman to tell me that they're bi and then them not actually be bi, because it is it's a mind fuck. And you have to go in to that situation with a different headspace if they are not bi. So when you get into that headspace, or when you get into the situation with the headspace that they are bi, and then you find out they're not, it kills it almost feels a little bit rejection based, like you're being rejected, even though you're not necessarily. So please, ladies, if you are not fully bi, we will always appreciate you telling us that. It is, you're not going to hurt anything by telling us up front. So yes.
Yeah. And I feel like we need to get past the thing where we just assume automatically that all women at a lifestyle party are bisexual.
Yes, they are nuts. Don't have to be. You know? And it's okay.
It is. Now, I will say that there's a good percentage of women that are bisexual or bi-curious or friendly. You know, there's a good percentage. Like, it's probably about 50-60%.
Yeah.
You know, but you always have to ask, and you always have to gauge their body language.
Yes.
So even if they say yes, you know, you could tell. You could tell if they don't want to suck a titty.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll kind of have like this sign, you know, this like body language where it's like kind of like, oh, yeah. But, you know, like if you say, hey, are you bi? And they're like, girl, yes.
Yeah.
They're just salivating from the mouth.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Exactly. And like not just North Pole, but I go south of the equator too. Like that's what you like. You like the south of the equator bi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm, and it doesn't take women playing with women, even if they're just like kissing and kissing boobs and like touching each other, women are just attractive beings.
Yes.
So it's not that big of a stretch for a woman to suck a nipple or kiss a woman. So they can get by with being like bi fluid, but what happens is they'll get to that point and then they're done. And then it's like, oh, okay.
I just ate your pussy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And all you reciprocated it with was licking my nipple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so and some women who are bi totally are down for the pillow princess bi women, and that's fine. But some of us are not. I prefer to be with, if I'm going to play with a woman, I'd rather her be bi than just be in the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, yeah. Basically, so he is, let's get back to your part of the story. So you are talking to Farah and gauging whether they would be down to play with us. That's where you
are. Yes, yes. And they definitely weren't, right? And so we're having this conversation and then another person stepped into the conversation while I'm up there closing the deal. And it seemed like she just wanted to ask her a quick question, but she hijacked the conversation like 3 minutes later.
She wasn't reading the room.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't reading the room. And I'm like, WTF, you just like fucking up my game over here.
Cock blocker.
Sister, yeah. So anyways, I'm just like, okay, abort mission.
Yeah.
We'll try and get back on track here later on. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So after the cock blocking, I went to the living room and Charlie... What happened?
So you went to the second living room in the back, which was a smaller living room, kind of off of the orgy room. And so there's a lot of crowds, obviously, around the orgy room. Mm-hmm. And I was hanging out looking to see what was going on. And I look over into the living room and I see you fully dressed. And then Eve was on you kind of... in a like a cradling kind of on you, like sitting on your lap, but like in a cradle-ish position, but she was bare naked.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, that's happening. And I mean, going into this, mind you, I felt very good about meeting Eve and I didn't feel a lot of angst, but I do have a couple of situations that happened with exes that brought up some angstiness every once in a while. And I have always told Doc that I do have trouble watching videos with his ex ladies. The ones I love watching him fuck, but I love watching him fuck friends. His girlfriends are a little different because there's a little bit, even when you're taping, there's still emotion and you can see them, you know, be passionate with each other and you know that it's real if it's, you know, happening on screen and stuff. So it's a little difficult to watch sometimes. And so I knew that if I saw them being very affectionate or passionate with each other, that might trigger some things. So I was being very careful with myself. But I did see them, and they were being very friendly. It wasn't like he was, you know, stroking her hair and being all looking in her eyes and stuff. There was friends chatting, you know, she just happened to be naked. So then I was like, okay, I'm cool. So I went in and, chatted with you guys for a little bit and we got to talk about, just how the night was going so far and shit. And that was really good. And then, I didn't leave. She left, right? Or did I?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Anyway, at some point, I also ended up sitting on you for a little bit, and we chatted, and then I think we ventured into the other kitchen again, because that's when Eve came to get you, because she was wanting to play, and she asked if she could take you, and I was like, absolutely, I've got my own plans, and so she took you into the orgy room. And I didn't know that she took you into the orgy room because I also didn't know if I wanted to see you guys fuck. I was like, but But when I turned the corner, I was like, oh, okay, that's happening. All right. But then my McKaylee's husband, who I have connected with multiple times.
Yeah.
We had unfinished business, so we had plans to have fun that night.
And he goes by a name. It's like Dirty UK Guy or something.
Okay.
Like that. Because he's British.
Okay, yes.
So we'll put his social in the show notes.
In the notes, yeah.
But let's just call him Dirty UK Guy.
Okay. Okay.
For the time being.
So he was sitting on the chair in the orgy room, watching and enjoying things. And I was like, oh, okay, my person's in there. I'll go in and hang out and watch Doc fuck.
Yeah. And the UK dirty guy, he's a very tall, he's 6'5", handsome guy, kind of slim build, but very ripped, very muscly.
Yeah.
You know, British guy, good looking white guy.
Yes, yes, very good looking. And so I was going to sit on his lap, and he's like, why sit on the lap when you can sit on my dick? And I was like, you know what? You have a very good point there. So I got naked, he got naked, and we started fucking in the chair while you and Eve were fucking on the bed.
Yeah. But then besides us, there was also LaBrisa and, David. I know we can say his name on here. So LaBrisa and David were fucking because some of their fans, LaBrisa's fans, had wanted to watch Eve and LaBrisa fuck guys next to each other.
Yes.
So I was Eve's guy, and then David was LaBrisa's guy. So we were all fucking on the bed and just having ourselves a fun time, a good 2-on-2 match. And that's when Charlie and Dirty UK Guy came in.
Yes.
And she was doing some lap sitting.
Yes. And so I was on his lap, quote unquote, for a little bit. And then we were like, okay, we need to move to the bed. I think a space opened up or something, or somebody made room, or maybe LaBrisa left or something. Cause at some point it was just you two and us two, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened was, there was three couples fucking each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I believe, yeah, LaBrisa and her guy, David, they got done first and they left. And then myself and Eve, we got done. And then that's when you and Dirty UK Guy went to the bed. And then during that same time period, McKaylee came in with her guy.
Oh, that's right.
And it may have been Black Muscle Freak. Oh, no, no.
No,
it wasn't.
No, no.
It wasn't him. It was with another black guy. And then I came back in, and then I got with McKaylee because her guy had left.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just us four on the bed.
Yes. Yes. And that was crazy.
Yeah. So I think the highlight of that story is how Dirty UK Guy was fucking you.
Yeah.
That's the highlight of that story.
He is, he has a BDSM side to him. So, and which I have also, before I even got into the lifestyle, during the pandemic, I took a very deep dive into BDSM, and I was living by myself. So I was doing a lot of solo BDSM stuff, which is interesting, but you can still do it. And so he definitely has a side where, cause he does, he's a flogger guy. So he's into that. And I like to be choked, and I like to be manhandled, and he's very good at all those. And I also got flogged and fucked at the same time, which I did not know you could do.
I saw that. But when you're as tall as him, you have length, so he can reach.
Yeah,
he can reach.
So yes, that was very intense and good, and it was awesome. Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Yes, it was smoking.
And there's a lot of video, so yeah, it'll be coming out.
It definitely will. And so there was a lot of fucking. I know that Lupe and Casey came, and I fucked her. And then I was going to say you fucked him, but you didn't fuck him.
I did not.
Like, I fucked like six ladies at night.
Yeah.
And I think you got me beat. I think you fucked like,
I did,
20
like,
guys.
Shit, no. I did fuck the most men in one night that I have fucked. Like, I was killing it. My confidence has gone so much. It's it's gotten so much better.
Yeah. They send a coroner to track us and walk behind us because there's so many dead bodies in the wake of our murderous spree. We have so many bodies on our list now.
Oh my God. It was awesome. It was a very good night. And all those guys were just good. They were great and they had a good vibe. And there were still many, many guys and a couple couples that we still wanted to hook up with that we didn't get to that we had to like, hey, we had to hit up afterwards going, hey, don't forget us. We'll be
right?
back. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was a blast of a time. Yeah. And then another highlight was the puppy play. Do you remember the puppy play?
Oh, no, I don't remember because I was getting spit roasted at the time you were getting puppy played.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about my puppy play. And then I want you to talk about your spit roasting with Eve.
Eve, yes. Okay. Excuse us. Oop.
So what happened was there was another lady, a little cute mixed black white chick from Kentucky, and her name is Domino Dixon Heard.
I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so she came with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend, not sure if we could say his name, so we will call him Sam. So he's a good looking guy. He looks like Michael J. White.
He does. He does. Yes. Yeah, no, he does a lot. But yeah, you can call him Sam until we know.
Yeah, we'll call him Sam. So anyways, they come a little bit late to the party. So I've been wanting to link up with Domino for about the past year, I want to say. And so anyways, Sam, he gives me the leash to...
explain the scenario that he is leading in. He's leading her in by a...
leash.
Collar and leash.
Yeah.
She's on her knees.
Yes. So Domino loves to do puppy play, which basically is her in the realm of being a puppy and then you talking to her as though she is a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like the general premise of it. I think you can put two and two together, right?
Yeah.
So she definitely loves doggy style.
Yes. Ha-ha.
And so, anyways, Sam gives me the leash to her collar, you know, which basically lets me know that I have permission to play with puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm basically...
And you were excited because you knew she was into puppy play and that was something you had not done before. And you were kind of giddy. And I was like, all right, this is interesting.
I was. Yeah. Well, okay. So like, I didn't even necessarily know that she was into puppy play. Like I knew I had seen her with a leash and a collar on, walking on all fours.
Yeah. But you didn't know that it was this in depth.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Cause you know, sometimes you see people doing certain things and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool.
That's interesting.
You know,
that's all cool.
And so like, I didn't know how deep she was into puppy play until like actually met her in person. I was like, oh, she's about that life.
Yes.
I was like, she is, hey, Domino, you are about that puppy play life.
Yeah. And you also didn't know very much about actual puppy play, correct? Like that
correct.
It was such a,
I did not.
The two ladies that I know that are into it, one Domino and another, I don't know if I should say her name. I'm going to not say her name until, but
her name is Sally.
They both very much have a very specific personality for it. Like, I cannot imagine someone trying to do it who isn't into it because it's not going to come off the same.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Exactly.
So you do have to have the personality that you, anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. And so Domino, I guess she does kind of fall into the puppy play because you can see her as a puppy,
absolutely.
I guess.
She's totally into it.
Yeah. She's like totally adorable. She's about, 5'3", kind of like light brown skin, curly hair and whatnot. And just, you know, kind of has a baby face. Right. And so a real cute, a young lady, like I'll say young lady.
Yeah.
I'm an old ass. Perv. And so anyways, I'm leading Domino by the collar and I'm like, all right, follow me, puppy. And I'm like, all right, go ahead and bark. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Whack your tail. And she's like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, yeah, you like that. And I'm kind of rubbing her head and whatnot and like rubbing underneath her chin as if she were a puppy. And then I was like, all right, puppy, do you want a bone? And she's like, rah, rah, rah. yeah. And I was like, bark twice if you really want the, I forgot, I said some stupid shit. Like,
yeah.
Bark twice if you want the BBC bone or
yeah,
whatever.
Some chocolate milk bone.
Yeah, some chocolate milk bone. Yeah. I think I did say chocolate milk bone, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, ah! And I was like, okay. So I zipped my pants and I gave doggy the bone. And so she starts giving me a blowjob. And I actually was getting into it. It was like at first, initially, I was like, yeah, probably fine.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll roll with it.
Yeah.
But then like I found myself starting to get into it. I was okay. I kind of like this puppy play.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right. I like it. It's different, but I'm digging it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so she's giving me like a real sloppy blowjob. And then she's kind of like afterwards, you know, I'm taking video of it, which you can see on my OnlyFans at DocChocolateFans.com.
I don't think we've watched that yet.
I have.
Oh, I know. I'm sure you have, but you haven't shown it to me yet.
Well, I
don't think I've watched like a lot of the actual play. I've seen little clips.
I will show it to you.
We will. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And so anyways, like she's kind of barking like she wants something else. I was like, what else do you want? And then I was like, do you want to fuck? And then like it was kind of different because like, I didn't know how to. So, okay. So this is just me, right? Like, okay. So like when it comes to porn or swinging, we all kind of know in our heads that, okay, kids and animals, that doesn't mix, right? So, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kids,
yeah.
Animals, that doesn't mix anywhere near lifestyle or porn, yeah. Right? And so, like, I didn't want to say, I was going to say, does puppy want to fuck?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that is so
that
fucking wrong.
For me.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't want to say that.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I was like, I was trying to think.
But there's also age play where, you know, women like to be
though.
Younger. And so it's kind of the same, like, you're not actually fucking a younger, you know, person.
So
but.
I would have trouble if I was with you or any other woman and you guys wanted to pretend like you were a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
You know, like.
That would be hard to.
Very hard.
Especially if you're,
I couldn't
you're not
do that.
In. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't do that, you know? Now, if you wanted to say, oh, I'm 18, I'm 19, you know, I'm Britney Spears,
yeah,
you know. That's
legal. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll
fuck an 18-year-old. But, but yeah, so. Anyways, I basically said, does puppy want to play on the bed? And then she's like, ah! And I was like, okay. And so he went to the bed, and then there's another couple on the bed, and it was in this room that was dark except for a red light, which red lights are very, very sexy and sensual. It makes for a good playtime session.
Mm-hmm.
And so remember that, guys. Buy yourself a red light bulb.
Yeah.
So anyways, we get on the bed, and then we're fucking, and I don't want to go through all the what we did on the bed and whatnot, but we fucked.
Yeah.
And she had the collar on the whole time, and I was like kind of choking her, and I was like, yeah, doggy, like, you take that, and doggy style, you take that dick, and you're like, ah!
Oh my god.
So she's kind of halfway going in puppy play versus being domino,
okay,
a woman. And so so we get done, and then there's the guy, the Haitian guy.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to the doorway and he's watching. And then Domino wants to wrestle. And so Domino, she's like a ball of energy.
Yeah, she is.
And so she's like, I want to wrestle you. And I was like, okay, right. Whatever. So we start wrestling. And then she like starts, she gets me into a headlock, a chokehold. And then the guy that's recording is like, oh man, you're not going to be able to get out of that. And then Domino's talking shit to me like, yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of that. So I'm like, are we really doing this?
Have you seen my size? Like,
yeah. And so like I basically pick her up and stand on the bed.
Yeah.
And I pick her up like about shoulder level.
Okay.
And then she's like, oh shit, I wasn't expecting that. That's what she said. She literally said, oh shit, I wasn't expecting that. And like her eyes got like really, really big, right?
Yeah.
And then like I just like dropped her on the bed. Like, so like I basically just like basically
body slammed her
on the
bed.
Body slammed her
nice.
On the bed. Nice. And so I was surprised the bed didn't break. And so so obviously she lets go of the chokehold as soon as she like gets the wind knocked out of her. And then I basically,
that will do it.
Yeah, I basically get her wrapped up. So I forget what the hold is called, but I was behind her. And then I wrapped up her legs with my legs and then her arms with my arms.
Yeah.
And then I basically braced the back of her head. And so she was like, fuck, I can't get out of this. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, you put up a good fight,
yeah,
puppy, but master won this one. And so we had fun with that. So now go to your story of spit roasting.
So I did want to preface or have like a little asterisk situation. I, while you absolutely, if you're with someone who wants you to be into puppy play, but you're not into puppy play, that is going to be a difficult dynamic, you know, to do. The two ladies, they very much are very cute, and they're very, like, the personality is perfect for, like, it kills. But just because she's got a call, like, I am totally down, and it is a turn on to have collar and leash and be led around, but I'm not thinking myself as a dog.
Okay.
I'm like as a submissive person who has given you
dominion for that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Dominance over me. And that's what that's symbolizing. So I can, there are definitely people that do that, that are not actually doing puppy play. It's actually something else. So just a little precursor. But so what was interesting was, before you went to puppy play, I think I was already in that room with Eve, because
not in the same room as me and Domino, but
no,
back in the orgy
room. Eve had two guys. I had two guys, and we were both, working on, both of us had a dick in our mouth and a dick in our pussy, and we were both getting fucked and sucking, and every once in a while Eve would realize that we were both needing some water, so she would give me water and not always making it into my mouth, so that was fun.
And I saw the video of that. Like, that was funny as shit. Because,
I'm keeping it in.
Yeah, because Eve was like, you need some water, Charlie. Yeah. And then, like, she puts the water bottle trying to go for Charlie's mouth and pour it in the water. Yeah. But she totally misses Charlie's mouth. And water splashes all over Charlie's face. And I was like, God damn.
That was hilarious. I was like, shit. It was hilarious. So, yeah. So we did that for a good 15, 20 minutes. And then I think one of Eve's guys stepped out and somebody stepped back in. But it was funny because we noticed that. So when, what were we calling? Oh, Sam. That's what we're calling. Domino's man. When he gave you the leash, we figured out that he came to my orgy room. And he was being, okay, so guys, this is how you do it. You've come across an orgy room. You've got a couple ladies dictating, you know, as soon as one guy was out, we pointed at our mouth and we needed a dick in there fast. So we were just like, but you wait for your turn. Sam was perfect. He did it perfectly. He stood kind of by the doorway. He was naked and ready to go, but he was being very respectful and waiting for us to bring him over. Please, unless you have permission, do not get too close to the women who are fucking. Do not sit there and stroke your dick in their face if they have not already given you permission to do so.
Yeah.
It is one of the biggest pet peeves, and it's one of the biggest reasons why single guys are not allowed in abundance to clubs and stuff, because there are too many guys that are way too familiar and do not properly wait to be
invited.
Thank you. So Sam, awesome. He was perfect. So he came over after he gave the leash to Doc, and about, I would say, I think he was there about 10 minutes because I did see him. And then once one of my guys was done, he was out, I motioned to him to come over if he wanted, you know, obviously if he wanted to, but,
he definitely came over.
Yeah, he came over and we started having some fun. And, I think we probably played for another 10 to 15 minutes, but I was starting to like wear out, need a bit of a break. But yeah, we got to play. We didn't, I would have liked to have played longer, but that's why, you know, we connected with them so we can hook up with them again. But yes, it was amazing. And honest, it was the first time that I was in a room with even more than one guy where my partner was not in there also. And that was insanely empowering. It was like, it's those moments that help, I think, make, help women with their confidence and their sexuality and just owning it. And like, fuck yeah, I went in that room and I fucking got spit roasted with my friend. And we killed it. We just like killed the room and we had revolving decks in as in mouth, in pussy. And you know, it was fucking fun. And I highly recommend it, but I don't know if I could have done it like in the beginning. So there is definitely a graduation to getting confident enough to being able to handle that.
Yeah.
But it was fucking awesome night.
It was totally fun.
Yeah.
And so when Charlie and I reconnect after her, like, slutty adventures of Eve in the orgy room.
Yes.
And then after my puppy adventures with Domino in the red room.
Yes.
We all connect and we all get down about the same time. And then you and Domino, y'all go take a shower together.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that was pretty sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we gave you guys, you ladies, your time to yourself. And then all the guys that are fucking, like, none of us are coming. So, like, us guys that are fucking, you know, we're using condoms.
Yeah.
But we're not coming because it's like, nah, we want to be able to fuck other people.
Yeah. If you want to be able to taste, you want to have a variety and you want to be able to play with everyone or at least as the most of the people that you want to play with. And you cannot do that if you are busting a nut. You're going to be, most guys are going to be done or at least put on, what's the refractory period waiting time? Like, so some guys can come back in 30 minutes. Some guys can come back in a few hours. But if you're at an orgy party, you want to consistently go to your next, you know, person that you want to play with. So
please
don't expect the guys to be coming at a house party. That's just not going to happen. At least until the end, very end of the night.
Yeah. Cause I came when I was fucking Domino.
Yes.
And then I was like, I didn't want to come.
I know. Sometimes
I'm actually glad I did because she was the last person I fucked.
Yeah. So no, actually, you were gonna save it. Yeah.
I was gonna save it for you. So usually, what I do is I save it for Charlie. But like I do know Charlie. Like whenever I'm naked in bed with her, I can always get my dick hard. So like I don't necessarily need to save the cum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, I wanted to say the love for you.
It doesn't hurt my feelings when you don't. Cause there's times when you're just going to be into the moment and you're just like, I'm not going to make you stop fucking. And that's so frustrating. Like I've had guys, where their wives are adamant about them not coming until they come with their wives, which in itself seems like a okay idea.
Yeah.
But what I do not agree with is him denying me at least us finishing to a conclusion because of that rule. So what I mean by that is like I'm getting ready to come, but because he can't come, even if it's in a condom, because his wife has dictated or they've decided that he can't come with anybody else, he's going to stop right before I come. And that to me is not cool. That is not cool. Just because, so that I would rather you have come with her than do something like that. Go, oh, I can't come with you. So, you know, I hope you weren't close to coming.
Oh,
you know
okay,
what I mean?
I got you.
So it's like, it just stops sex abruptly because he doesn't want to come. So that's that I don't necessarily agree with.
I mean, usually it's a smoother way. Like,
it is.
At least for me, like I do a smoother.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know you're going to come, so you like gradually slow down and stuff.
Yeah.
But some guys don't do that and it's super frustrating.
Okay.
So
guys,
don't do that.
Be smoother with your exes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, and we're almost near the end of the show. But. So we have fun. We fuck a lot of people.
It was
and
so
then
fun.
We go back upstairs to sleep. And then somebody wanted to sleep with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were talking and sharing our stories at the end of the night like we do. We like to hear all the fun and dirty, nasty business each of us gets into when we separate at a party, which is so fun. And so Eve comes upstairs. And she can hear us talking, and she pops in. She's like, "Hi, can I sleep with you guys?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure." I was like, "All right, yeah, absolutely." So, and we both sleep naked. I almost never wear clothes when I'm sleeping, and she doesn't either. And she's, so we both are like,
which guys, I have absolutely no problem with. I have no problem with the two ladies sleeping naked.
Right. Yeah. So she's like, at the same time, we were both, I hope you don't mind that I sleep naked. So, you know, not everybody is cool with that, even in the swinger community.
Yeah.
And we asked each other at the same time.
Yeah. Cause I think you were like,
I know too. I was like, that's what I was going to say. So yeah. So we, but we didn't put Doc in the middle cause he snores and, Eve's a light sleeper. So she was on one side of me and Doc was on the other side of me. And we kind of did like a cuddle train one way, and then we'd switch to the other way, and so things might have happened, I think, if Eve was bi, possibly, but because she's not bi, it is a different dynamic being with one guy. We can do it, and I think we'll probably do it. Like, you know, one person's getting, you know, sitting on your face, one person's sitting on your dick. We don't have to play with each other.
Yeah.
And still enjoy playing with you, you know. Yeah. So, and I do want to give that to you. You were cool enough to give that to me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's a different podcast. But that night I was so exhausted. All of the fun stuff had worn off, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this win, and I'm not going to push my luck, and I'm just going to. I know we're going to get together again, so I didn't want to. Try to do something that may not have been organic and then regret it afterwards. So I didn't want to go there. I was just like patting on my back for getting through the weekend and hanging out with your ex-girlfriend, you know? And I'm like, all right, I fucking did that. And I'm excited to go back and you know, see her again because it was fun and we have a good connection. So
Yeah. And they really do have a good connection because, and guys, ladies that are listening to this, it wasn't like they just met for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, physically, yes, it was the first time, but they had been chatting, you know, business lifestyle setting for about
6 months, really. Didn't we start like maybe a couple months after I got?
Yeah, so maybe about 4 or 5 months, that range.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had chatted in, you know, in Telegram groups and like texting, video chats, and all that. So there was like a lot of rapport built between the two of those ladies.
Yeah.
But then, like going in, I was kind of like, oh, how do I navigate this with the current and the ex girlfriend?
Yes.
But no,
There was zero drama.
And things went like as good could go.
Yes.
So you rock, fun Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You rock, E the sexy fairy. And I rock too for not getting killed.
Yeah. You do.
So
you handled the weekend very well. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You did too.
Thank you so much.
So awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to leave, but until the next episode, you guys and ladies stay sexy, you guys stay blessed, and you guys stay fucking out there and keeping it safe.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.